Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
Again, tune into, are you, it's personal, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, I am so excited to announce that on tonight, I hope you all can repeat that, on tonight, we have none other than Ryan Patrick Johnson. He is the pastor of the Greater Burnett Baptist Church, which is located in Detroit, Michigan. He is my special guest on tonight. Again, that's Pastor Ryan Patrick Johnson. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. So as I always ask my guest, and I'm asking all of you that are maybe dialing in for the first time on tonight, and all of you that may be listening in through worldwide platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, if you have access to a Bible, get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight on this worldwide platform. We are so grateful what God is grateful for what God is doing through this worldwide ministry. He has now opened the doors for prisoners around the United States to be able to receive this word and hear this ministry platform and be delivered, set free, and saved in Jesus' name by God's word and through the testimonies that come forth over this worldwide platform. We just give God the glory for it. It is marvelous in our eyes what God is doing. So as we always do, we're going to go to God's throne of grace in prayer again on tonight. I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray for my sister in Christ, Tara Doss. She is on the line. She is a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am also a member, where our pastor and shepherd is none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway in Hopper Woods, Michigan. Sister Tara Doss is having issues with her voice again. The devil is a lie. We claim in healing, deliverance, and freedom for her, that her voice will come back in fullness, that she will be able to get back in the choir and fulfill her duties in the choir. We are also praying for her and her family, as one of her cousins has made her transition on day before yesterday. So we are asking the prayers of the righteous to pray for our sister in Christ, Tara Dawson, and that family. We also want to continue to keep Mother S.C. Tutt from Greensboro, North Carolina. We want to keep her in prayer as well. She is back in the rehab center after suffering a stroke, and we do know that they funeralized her youngest son on last Monday. They took her from the rehab center and allowed her to go to the homegoing service on last Monday down in North Carolina. So we're going to continue to lift her up in prayer. Also, we continue to lift up my cousin Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. She was released from the hospital. We want to continue to keep Deacon Marvin Cox. He has been released from St. John's Hospital as well. He is a faithful man of God that delivered God's word on this worldwide platform often. So we want to continue to lift him up in prayer, as well as his wife. They both suffered a stroke, and they both overcoming COVID. So we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. And all those that we don't even know of, but we thank God we serve a God that we don't have to send him anywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. So continue to lift each other up in prayer. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, here we are, your children, coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Patrick, Ryan Patrick Johnson, his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your work. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that you sit high, you look low, you are the great I am. Again, we thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. So now, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus, lifting up our sister in Christ, Tara Doss, that you will continue to touch and strengthen her voice, that it will come back, that you will be able to continue to sing glorious songs to your praise and glory in the name of Jesus. We also lift her up and her family as her cousin that made her transition on Baker's Hill yesterday. We continue to lift up Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife Betty Cox, who are both now home recuperating. We continue to lift up Mother Essie Tutt, who is still in rehab after suffering a stroke, and we know that they celebrated her youngest son's homegoing service on this past Monday. So we thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to visit during that homegoing service down in Greensboro, North Carolina, and we ask that you will continue to strengthen her and her entire family and all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons all over the land. We continue to lift up the family, Heavenly Father, of the young man that was shot and killed by the five police officers. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. We pray that justice will prevail in that case and that situation in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you are moved by your spirit on tonight, that your word will go forth with power on tonight, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word and through the testimony that's going to come forth from your man of God, none other than Pastor Ryan Patrick Johnson. On tonight, that you will get the glory. And most of all, we pray that you will move by your spirit as this word go forth, that it will be received. And should there be any listener that is not saved in Jesus' name, they will open their mouth and confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. For your glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And also, Heavenly Father, we thank you for every listener that faithfully dials in, whether they make comments or not. We thank you for all those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world. Even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, we thank you for them. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, and all the people of God said amen. Well, we always have a scripture proof of thought on tonight, and I am looking at this message title from Pastor Johnson on tonight, but it almost coincides with the scripture proof of thought. I just love how the Holy Spirit works. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, adversities lead to achievement. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, adversities lead to achievement. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown 1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note, I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. We are getting ready to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have my guest on tonight, Pastor Ryan Patrick Johnson. We're going to ask him if he would share it with us. Matter of fact, I'm going to do that first. Before we do our music break, I'm going to ask him if he would share with me and you, the listeners that have dialed in, that are listening in through social media platforms around the world on tonight, if he would share with us a testimony. And following his testimony, we will do our music break, and then we will come back and we will yield the mic to him so he can deliver God's word. And I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along. Pastor Johnson, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come be my guest on tonight, to share a testimony and to share and deliver God's word on this worldwide platform. So if you don't mind, would you please share with us a testimony on tonight?
Well, God bless you, first of all, Brother Brown. Thank you for the invitation to come and to share on this worldwide platform with you on tonight. I'm humbled and honored by this opportunity, and I certainly thank God for you. My life is full of testimonies, Brother Brown. And I guess if I have so many that I can give. But I guess I'd like to start with the beginning. I would like to start with the beginning. My birth, my being here is a testimony. My mother, when she was carrying me, I was born before my due date because my mother one Tuesday went to the doctor just for a regular checkup. And she went to the doctor for a regular checkup, and after her regular checkup, they found out that I was in the womb fighting for my life. They found out that fluid had gathered all around me, and they told my mother that if they didn't get me out of there, I might not make it. And so, of course, my mother was rushed, you know, to a hospital, rushed to operation, and you know, with all that had been said that could happen, that might have happened, God willed it so, Brother Brown, that day, the day of my birth would be a miracle and a testimony that when they told my mother that day, just at a regular checkup, that I might not make it if they didn't do something right away. God blessed me to be born that same day. And I have been here over 35 years now, Brother Brown, by the grace of God. And I'm certainly thankful to God that from my inception, from my inception into this world, he was showing me his miraculous power, showing me that he is with me. And from that day to this one, he's been with me every step of the way. And so I thank and praise God tonight for the testimony of my birth, that I was in the womb fighting for my life. Didn't know it, of course, and they didn't know it until my mother went in for that checkup. And here I am over 35 years later saying that I'm still here, and it's by the grace of God. And so that's I could go on and on and on, but that's my testimony tonight because that's the first miracle in my life. And God is still working miracles in my life. But my birth, my being here from my inception into this earth was a miracle from God, and I bless his name for it.
Amen. Ooh, what a powerful testimony that is. Nobody but God. See, if the enemy would have had his way, your mother probably wouldn't have went to the hospital for that checkup. And that's what the enemy, I believe that's what he was looking forward to, her not going, and that way you would not have been here. But God. Ooh, look at God. Look how God did
God.
That thing.
But
I
God.
Love how God did. Woo, you might make me shout. Lord, have mercy. Nobody but God. And so
nobody
the enemy knows
God.
That God has you. You was in the womb for a reason. You was meant to be birthed into this world because God had a plan and a purpose for your life, and you are truly
yes.
fulfilling it to the glory of God. To this day, you are fulfilling that your God-given gifts and talents, and I know that I am a witness because I heard you preach in live and living color when you was preaching at the historic St. James for the anniversary. I was there in the midst, and you brought that word. You not only brought the word, you jumped on an organ, and you were, listen, I know
praise
what the devil was trying to do. He was trying to block you from being born, but God said
that's
no.
Right.
So,
that's right.
Listen, I tell you one thing. That's why I always have my first-time guests share their testimony, because just like God did it for you, and we serve a faithful God, he has no respect of persons. He's the same God today that he was then. Just like he did it for you, he's going to do the same thing for another mother that's carrying her baby in the womb where the devil thinks
that's
he's going
right.
to take that baby out before the baby will be born. God is going to show him who is in control, and that's not the enemy. God is. So we just thank you for that testimony on tonight, and I know that I was blessed by it, and I was inspired by it, and I know that I was not the only one of those listeners that have dialed in. We have so many people that have dialed in on tonight. We thank God for each one of you that dialed in, and we thank you for listening and being blessed by this powerful testimony that came forth from Pastor Ryan Patrick Johnson. That being said, we're going to go to our music break, and we're going to come back following that, and we're going to open up, we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Johnson so he can deliver God's word. And once again, I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with him on tonight. After he concludes with the message on tonight, I am going to open up the phone lines for everyone that have dialed in. If you want to have questions for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you will be able to do so after he concluded tonight's message. But because of the world situation that we are experiencing right now, guess what? I think most of you all know what I'm about to pray. And I'm playing this for a reason. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And that still holds true today. Because of what we are dealing with in the world, because the enemy is still seeking whom he may devour, we are going to pray once again on tonight. Pray for me.
It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Yes. Pray for me. Again, the word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. And as I always say, as I get ready to close out tonight, we must learn how to continue to pray for one another, lift each other up in prayer, encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when you do it that way, you know you can't go wrong. So I am so excited once again on tonight to have none other than Pastor Ryan Patrick Johnson, the pastor of the Greater Burnett Baptist Church, which is located in Detroit, Michigan, is ready to bring forth God's word. And after he concludes with tonight's message, I will be opening up the phone lines. Pastor Johnson, I now yield the mic to you.
God bless you again, Brother Brown, and thank you again so much for this opportunity. The word that the Holy Spirit has laid on our hearts tonight, it's a very familiar word, a very familiar passage of scripture, a scripture found in the book of Proverbs. We can find in the book of Proverbs, and of course, it's the third chapter, and verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and I know those of us who have been in church any length of time can say it. And can recite it, but it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And for a thought today, I want to talk about the strategy for success, because as we have entered in 26 days into this new year, this year 2023, many of us have made New Year's resolutions, and many of us have gone on fast, and many of us have gone through processes of consecration and sanctification, preparing ourselves for this new year and what God will do in this new year. But the truth of it is, all of us have to have a level of faith and expectancy because we do not know what 2023 really holds, as we didn't know what 2020 held for us when this COVID pandemic broke out. We do not know what this year 2023 holds for us, but I do believe that we can have a strategy. I do believe that this year can be one of our best years. I do believe that 2023 can be for me. I do believe that you can be free in 2023, and so I'm encouraging us to take inventory, and as we take inventory of ourselves and of our lives in this new year and what we will do in this another opportunity that God has given us by his grace, I thought about what the theologian Dwight Moody said when he said, if God is your partner, make your plans big. If God is your partner, make your plans big. And that's a word of encouragement for somebody that is listening, somebody that's making plans for 2023. If God, I don't know who you're partnering up with, but if God is your partner, make your plans big, because we serve a big God who does big things in a big way. And as we function and as we grow in grace and as we grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if God is our partner, we can make our plans big. And I believe that's what Solomon was trying to tell us in these words in the book of Proverbs. Solomon, who wrote most of this book of wise saying, this book of teaching, this book of how to live godly lives, and this book of knowledge and wisdom, knowledge, having the facts and wisdom, knowing how to apply those facts to our lives. As Solomon, this man who could have asked God for anything, this son of David, this king of Israel, who could have asked God for anything but decided to ask God for wisdom, he writes to us out of the request that God honored, and he gives us the wisdom that we need for our daily lives. He writes in three forms of wisdom. He writes wisdom for young men in the first 9 chapters, and then in chapters 10 through 24, he writes wisdom for all people, and then in chapters 25 through 31, he writes wisdom for leadership. And if this wisdom is both a conversation, chapter 3 is a conversation, and he starts out with saying, my son, talking to the young men. And this word is for all of us, but Solomon knew and understood that men in the role of leadership needed this wisdom, because men, we are challenged. Even Jesus, as a man in the flesh, was challenged by Satan after his fasting in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights in Matthew chapter 4. And so he writes these words, and in this conversation, like a father to a son, he says, trust in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And this is in the midst station, as the older generation speaks to the younger generation. And let me pause parenthetically and say right along through there that we still need godly older saints to minister to the young that are coming up, the younger generations that are coming up. We still need the knowledge and the wisdom to be passed down through the generations. And so he stops and he gives this word of advice. He gives this word of counsel. Trust in the Lord. Which first of all suggests to us that if we're going to trust in the Lord, that the first thing Solomon wants us to do, if we're going to be successful in 23, if we're going to be successful in our life, the first thing he wants us to do is to have confidence in our Creator. Trust in the Lord. I know we're trusting in a lot of things, and yes, we thank God for technology. Technology has been a blessing to us, especially through this pandemic. We thank God for jobs. We thank God for cars. We thank God for homes. We thank God for cash, clothes, cars, and other creature comforts. But he says, trust in the Lord. The truth of the matter is, it is God that makes all these things possible for us to have. Psalm 20 and 7, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we remember the name of our God. Matthew 6, 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He starts out by saying we must, if we're going to be successful, we must have confidence in our Creator.
Oh, yes, sir.
But then he says, and lean not unto thine own understanding, which brings me to my second point of this message, that if we're going to have this strategy for success, not only do we have to have confidence in our Creator, but our opinion has to be obsolete.
Yes, Lord.
See, some of us want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it, because we want to do it. It's our thing. This is how we feel. This is how we think. But see, we've got to remember that we were warned by Paul in Philippians chapter 2 to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That we've been reminded, brothers and sisters, and I know we have this ideology, and I talk about it all the time, this ideology that I'm entitled to my opinion. I don't know if that's biblically true. Because if 1 Peter 2:21 tells us we're to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, if Romans 12 tells us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Lord, yes.
It says if we're to be successful, our opinion has to be obsolete. Sometimes we want to think what we want to think when we suffer from stinking thinking.
Oh, Jesus.
His ways are not our ways. Hallelujah. Are not our thoughts. As high as the heavens is above the earth, so is God's ways above our ways and thoughts above our thoughts. We have to, he says, lean not to that old understanding. I know you're educated. I know you're sophisticated. I know you know it all. But don't become dependent on your own thinking, because it's sometimes your own thinking that messes you up. Sometimes the enemy is the enemy.
Well, you got that right.
Sometimes the issue is you.
Lord, have mercy.
And until you and I learn to depend and rely on God and what we, not Jesus says it in the Garden of Gethsemane, and I'm paraphrasing, he says, I don't want to do this, but nevertheless, not my will. It's not my opinion. In my opinion, you could come up with another way. In my opinion, we could do this differently. But you know what, God? My opinion is obsolete. Not my will, but thy will be done. So if we're to be strategic for success 2023, we have to have confidence in our Creator. We have to know. We have to understand. We have to realize that no matter what we have, our sole dependency has to be on the Lord.
Yes,
no matter where we are, no matter what we do, we have to be totally confident in God, because Psalm 118 and 8 says it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And many of you know, like I know, man will disappoint you. Man will let you down.
Yes, it will.
And a smile in your face and stab you in your back. But God is faithful. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, bless
you, Jesus.
Him.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Thank
you. Our opinion, if we're going to be successful, our opinion has to be obsolete. We can't lean to our own thinking. We can't lean to our own understanding. We've got to ask Holy Spirit to help us in our thinking. Help us in our decision making. Help us in our choices. We can't let our mind and our thinking take over. We have to be endued and endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit so that he can lead us in the way that we should go. And then in verse 6, he opens up by saying, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And if we're going to be successful in 23, we've got to make sure we prioritize his place in our lives. We've got to prioritize God's place in our lives. He says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Where is God on your list?
Good question. Good question.
What's important to you? What makes him a vital part of everything you do? Do you allow him to guide you? Do you allow him to work his purpose in you, to accomplish his purpose in you in all thy ways? Acknowledge him.
Oh, yes.
And acknowledge him in what we say. Acknowledge him in what we do. Acknowledge him in where we live and how we live. Acknowledge him in our friendship. Acknowledge him in our relationships. Some of us have messed up because we made connections without communicating with God. We got into relationships without talking to God about it first. We made choices to hook up with the wrong thing, not knowing it was wrong then. Some of us knew it was wrong and still got hooked up and got messed up. But he says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Put God first in your life. Prioritize his praise in your life. Who's the first person you talk to? Who's the last person you talk to? Who's the person you talk to most throughout the day? How's your prayer life, Lord Jesus? How's your devotion time? How's your study time? If you're going to be successful in 23, he's got to be first. If you're going to be successful in 23, he's got to be number one in your life.
Amen.
In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Closes by saying, and he shall direct thy paths. Which lets us know that there are rewards when we're responsible. That when we're responsible, what's the responsibility laid on us? To have confidence in our Creator. What's the responsibility that's laid on us, preacher? To make sure our opinion is obsolete. What's the responsibility laid on us, preacher? To prioritize his place in our lives. And he'll direct our path. That means, brothers and sisters, that when we get the first part right, at the end we won't have to wonder. We won't have to worry about whether we're successful or not. We won't have to worry whether we're making the right decision or not, because we'll know that we're being led by the power of God.
Yes, Lord.
David says, even when I go through the valley, I don't go alone.
Jesus, thank you.
Even when I go through the valley, I don't go alone. He says, yea, though I walk through, a preposition that prepositions us to understand that through is not final. He said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I'll fear no evil. Why? Because you're with me. Your rod, your staff, company. And then he comes out of that dark place. And he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That's the reward, my God. That's the reward, a prepared table. Even in front of the folks that didn't want you to get blessed.
Ooh, I'm a witness.
Even in front of the folks that tried to stop you. Even in front of the folks that tried to impede on your progress. Even in front of the folks that hated on you, he says, he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He'll anoint you with oil. Your cup will run over. But you've got to have confidence in your Creator. You've got to God. Jesus raised the question to his disciples one day in a storm, oh, ye of a little faith.
Mm-hmm. Why did you doubt? Brothers and sisters, if you are listening to me and you're here and alive on this day, January 26, 2023, you've already come through many dangers, toils, and snares just in the last 3 years. Why don't you place confidence in your Creator tonight? Why don't you allow your opinion to be obsolete, yielding your will to the will of the Father, prioritizing in your life? So he shall, not he might.
You got a promise.
Not he may be.
Mm.
Brother Brown, not I don't know if he will or if he won't. He shall. It's a certainty. Ooh. When you have a relationship,
yes,
with God.
That's it, a relationship with him. That's it.
It's a certainty when you know God for yourself. It's a certainty when you have confidence. It's a certainty when you prioritize. Yes, it may not look like it, but all things work together. Glory to God.
All things.
For the good of them that love them and are called according to his purpose. In 2023, what's your strategy? I know you're going to the gym more. I know you're cutting back from the table so you can lose weight.
Lord, have mercy.
I know you got all these resolutions out here. I know this is your year to get married. This is your year to get a new car. This is your year to go on that trip. You know, I'm all right with all of that. But real success, glory to God.
Real success.
Real success can only be birthed through a relationship with God.
Well, I'm a witness.
Real success can only be birthed through a relationship with God. As I prepare to close tonight, I want you just to think about Jesus, the example of success. Came down, born in an incarnational drama, born of a virgin, an immaculate conception, was already up and came down.
You got it now.
Came through a virgin named Mary. Started teaching in the temple at 12. Started his earthly ministry at the age of 30. Healed the sick successfully. Raised the dead successfully. Opened blinded eyes successfully. Unstopped deaf ears successfully. He did it. And then he tells them, I and the Father are one. He tells them, no man takes my life, I lay it down. He tells them that he has a relationship. He says, his Father has given him authority. He said, my sheep know my voice. A stranger they won't follow.
Oh,
my
yes,
Father,
sir,
which is in heaven, put them in my hand. Can't no man pluck them out. That's some kind
of
confidence.
That's good news.
And then,
yes,
as
sir,
I told you in that garden, he laid his opinion. He said, oh, if it be thy will, let this cup pass. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He prioritized his Father. Assignment that his Father had given him. So one Friday morning, he gave his hands to the nails, gave his feet to the river, gave his side to the sword, gave his head to the thorns, and he died.
Yes, he did.
He died one Friday on a hill called Calvary.
Success doesn't mean that you won't have some downtime. Success doesn't mean that you won't have any dark days. The blessed thing about it is knowing that after every Black Friday, there's a bright Sunday.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Early Sunday morning, before the rooster cock-a-doodle-doo, he got up with all power in his hand. That's mighty successful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Mighty successful. Before he died, he said, it's finished. The task is complete. The job is done. And he gets up Thursday morning with all power in his hand. That's success to me.
Oh, yes, it is.
He was able to say something that he hadn't said. He said, I got all power.
He went away 40 days after that to sit at the right hand of the Father to intercede on our behalf. 10 days after that, he sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The hymnologist said, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. The voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me. And he talks with me. And he tells me that I am his own. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you.
And the joy. Hallelujah. And the joy we share.
As we carry there.
As we tarry there. None of
us has ever known.
Has ever known.
Hallelujah.
Found life success to me. Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you, Brother Brown, for this opportunity.
Amen. Ooh, what a powerful word of tonight. I'm sitting here in my office. I'm trying to keep my cool. I'm trying to hold my peace. But when a powerful word like that go forth, you just can't keep it to yourself. You just got to make a, you got to show some sign. You got to say something. I was trying to be dignified on tonight, but I just had to be a witness on tonight. What a powerful word on tonight. We thank you, Pastor Johnson, for this much-needed word for such a time that we're living in. We must, and I love how you stressed that, as Christians, we got to have our confidence in God, not man. We must put our total trust in God, and we can't be, you know, because we are in the world, but we're not of this world. And I just thank God for this word on tonight. I received this word, and I know that I'm not the only one that received this powerful word on tonight. I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us on tonight this word that every one of us on the line, everyone that has dialed in, everyone that's listening in through social media platforms, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, I thank God for you, Pastor Ryan, for sharing this word with us on tonight. Before I open up the phone lines, I am getting ready to open up the phone lines right now. But listen, I just want to how the Lord always confirms his word. I am going to share with you all something that my cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, he's the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He constantly comes on this worldwide platform sharing God's word as well. Now, I sent him something back in 2013 when God opened the door for me to have this worldwide ministry platform. Hopefully, if the Lord says so and it be his will, this coming July will be 10 years that we've been going forth over this worldwide internet with this ministry. I had some questions that I sent to him for the guests on this worldwide internet radio show, and he sent it to me this morning. He found it somewhere. And the first question, this applies to each one of you that are listening on tonight, and I pray that you listen very well and take this word very personal because it is personal. But the first question I asked on this list was, is what you are doing glorifying God? And how do you know? The next question was, what was the motivation that led you to accomplish your goal? The number three was, how will others benefit by what God has ordained you to do? Not your neighbor, not your pastor, but what God has ordained you to do. Then the next question was, what are your strong passions? Then part two question of number five was, how or where do you see the body of Christ today as liabilities to God's kingdom, and how can we turn it around to be assets? And then the final question was, how do you know God inspired you to do what you are doing? So those are some of the questions that are in my book that's titled after this Worldwide Internet Radio Show. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? I'm not giving myself no credit for this. This was all God's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes even to this day. So that being said, Pastor Ryan Johnson, I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines. I want to give the listeners a chance if they have any questions for you pertaining to tonight's word, or if they want to give you words of encouragement, they would have an opportunity to do so. Just give me just one more second. I will have all the lines open for all the listeners that dialed in. And I do know that some of you do dial in and you don't say anything, but we still thank God for you dialing in to be blessed by God's word and through the testimonies on this worldwide platform. Right now, the phone lines are open for anyone and everyone that have dialed in on tonight. If you have a question for Pastor Johnson, or if you have a word for encouragement for him, before we do that, Pastor Johnson, could you please let the listeners know where your church is located and how you can be reached or contacted?
God bless you. Our church, Great Burnett Baptist Church, is located on the west side of the city of Detroit. 16801 Schoolcraft, 16801 Schoolcraft. We're between Greenfield and Southfield Freeway, between Greenfield and the Southfield Freeway, just five blocks east of the Southfield Freeway, right next to Detroit Roller Wheel Skating Rink. God has blessed us. We've been there. This year we'll make our seventh year pastoral ministry there, and our congregation this year, the ministry will celebrate 70 years as a congregation, 70 years as a congregation, and then this year we also celebrate 45 years at that location, 16801 Schoolcraft, Detroit, Michigan, 48227.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that. But now the phone lines are open for anyone that has dialed in. If you want to, if you have a question for Pastor Johnson, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you can do so now. All the phone lines are open.
Pastor Johnson.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Julia Jackson. I saw you online earlier today, and you blessed my soul at work. And tonight, you gave us a word, and I thank God for you and your ministry and your contribution to our community and everybody that is blessed to come your way. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Sister Jackson. You know from the time we met, you have been nothing but a blessing, and it's so good to I see you commenting on Facebook, but it's so good to hear your voice tonight. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for listening with us, and keep us in your prayers.
I will do that.
Amen.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you so much.
Pastor Johnson?
Yes?
This is Joyce Jones from Florida.
Oh,
thank you,
Joyce,
tonight for my prescription and how to be successful.
Yes,
you bless my soul tonight. And I just want to thank you for just the invitation to be on this line.
Well, to
the
God,
Holy Ghost is working right now in this house to touch
Amen.
For success.
Amen. Yes, he is.
It's a prescription that you gave us. That we must follow the prescription that you gave us from the Word of God tonight.
We follow every prescription that the doctor give us to the T, taken one time. But this prescription tonight will lead me from earth to glory. And I just want to thank you so much tonight for blessing me. So when I get back to Detroit, I can minister to the people. But the success is the target, and prioritize your list and put God first. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you. Thank you so much.
God be the glory. I love you too. Thank you for tuning in tonight and praying for you, praying for your daughter. And just know that we love you and we thank God for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much for dialing in, young lady. Listen, I want you all to know that all of these shows are kept in archives. All of these shows are kept in archives. All you have to do is go to my website, and you can pull up tonight's show anytime down through the years, and you can share it with other people, share it with your ministries, share it with your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, even your enemies. Share this worldwide website with everyone so they can go back and listen to this message all over again in his powerful testimony and be blessed and inspired by God's word all over again. Anyone else, the phone lines are still open. Praise the Lord, the phone lines are still open.
I didn't even get the full story yet.
Thank you.
Hello? Yes. Anyone else?
Welcome.
Praise the Lord. The phone lines are open.
Good evening. Good evening. Pastor Johnson, that was a outstanding, wonderful word you gave us tonight. God bless you. God bless you so much. And we want to thank you for reminding us that we must have to have a relationship with God if we want to be successful. We can't be successful without him, because we've got to put him first in our lives, and we've got to let him lead us into the direction that he wants us to go. So thank you.
Amen.
Thank you again for that wonderful word, Pastor Johnson. Thank you so much. God bless you. Well, this is Sister Gwen Walker from Historic St. James, Pastor Johnson.
Praise. I figured that was you, Sister Gwen. Praise God. It's good to hear your voice. God
bless
you.
Oh, yes, sir. It's always
you.
Good. It's always good to see you and to hear the word coming from you. God bless you.
God bless you. And that encouragement.
Thank you. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you, Sister Graham, one of our faithful listeners. Anyone else, the phone lines are still open. We have like a 1 minute left. The phone lines are still open. I know that we was not the only one blessed by this word and testimony. Anyone else? Well, as I say, it is true. We do have a lot of listeners that dialed in, but some of them do not say anything. But I just want to thank you for dialing in and being blessed by God's word and this powerful testimony that went forth through Pastor Johnson on tonight. We thank God for you, Pastor Johnson. And I just want to encourage you in the God's word to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, continue to teach and preach God's word, continue to be an example before God's people, and you haven't seen nothing yet. The best for you, your ministry, your family, and the works of your hands, the best for you is still yet to come as long as you continue to stand on this word that we just preached about, the strategy of success. I thank you for taking time out of the busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. I hope for sharing that powerful testimony. What a powerful testimony that was. And I was truly blessed by it. And I thank you that I thank God that this ministry platform can be downloaded anytime, anywhere. Just go to the website, and you can be blessed all over again by tonight's word. So, Pastor, thank you so much for sharing this word tonight with me and all of my listeners.
To God be the glory, and thank you again. Thank you again for the opportunity.
You know what? I have a feeling. I do have a feeling that this is not going to be your only time.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that God is going to be back on the again.
Down there.
Amen.
It's been. I guess I.
Was that someone
that said
something?
It had been hurt. Yeah.
Okay, but we just right now we're ready to close out for tonight, and we're gonna I say once again, I thank God for every last one of you that dialed in on tonight.
Yeah,
I
like it.
Right, I thank God for every one of you for dialing in and listening in and being blessed by God's word. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. As I always say, encourage one another with God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions. When you do it that way, you know you can't go wrong, and God will be glorified. Until the next time, don't forget to tune in this coming Saturday night. Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday night. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until then, be blessed. Good night.